Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Romeo. How may I help you?
Yes, sir. I received a charge on my debit card from this number or this service, and I wanted to see about getting it refunded.
Can we start by getting your email address? Your zip code?
It's 36271.
Can I have a first and last name?
Constance Barber.
And could that be under any other name?
Try Jed Barber.
One moment.
I can't remember if I used his or mine.
Yes, ma'am, I'm not locating any account under that information. You will have to contact your bank about those charges.
Try one more name, because my middle name is Stacy, S-T-A-C-Y, and the last name is Barber, B-A-R-B-E-R. And this number, is it reach out to Easy Garden Cares?
Yes, ma'am, that's just the billing name of that product.
Because what happens, we bought a backpack for $7.95, and I've got that charge, but then I also, and that was on 3-1, but then on 3-6, I received a $56.95 charge that I'm not familiar with.
Yes.
So what I want to make sure is I don't want it to happen again next month. I don't have a problem reaching out to my bank to get the refund on the $56.95, but I don't want it to continue happening every month. So if by buying that backpack, it signed us up for something. I didn't click on anything, but if it did, then I want to make sure it gets stopped.
Yes, ma'am, and I did not locate any account where we are going to bill you again, ma'am, or bill you.
Okay, so do you know what the $56.95 would be for?
No, ma'am.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.